All right, let's check in with Hawthorne Racecourse. Racing is back at Hawthorne. Let's bring on the voice of Hawthorne Racecourse. It is Jim Miller. Do you feel good going back to work, Jim?
Oh, I feel great going back to work, Pete. We've been trying the whole time, and of course you feel great because we had actually gotten started with our meet when the pandemic arrived. So everybody was here. Everybody was ready to roll. We were ready to get going. And, yeah, it's been a little bit of a three-month break, but we're happy to be back on the racetrack.
Well, what did they do? Do they say, okay, we're thinking about doing this in a week, or do they call you? Does Tim Carey, you know, the Carey family has owned it for 500 years. What is it, 120 years now at Hawthorne?
Yeah, it's well over 100 years, exactly. And it's weird, because what we've had to do through this whole process, Pete, is the whole care of the racehorses was deemed essential, because it falls under the agribusiness in Illinois. So
Okay. Horses
were stabled on our backstretch the whole time. Horses were training the whole time. And everybody was getting ready to hopefully race at any point. But the one mechanism for earning that money to care for the horses was taken away. And that was being able to race and being able to earn some money and race for purse money. So we had to put together very strict guidelines. Do everything we can to get back on the track. And even if it means no spectators in the stands, that's okay for right now, because really this is just about saving that industry in Illinois.
So the first time in the track's 120-year history, no fans in the stands.
It's very eerie, too, because I'm walking around the racetrack right now as we speak, and you have horses arriving on the backstretch getting ready for racing and that, and you go through, and normally you'd have people watching the simulcast races and hooting and hollering and all that, and nope, not a TV on, not a person in sight. It's a very, very eerie feeling.
And you, as the voice of Hawthorne, you must feed off the crowd. I mean, Major League Baseball, they're talking about the announcers being in a studio in a different city. I can't imagine doing that, and I can't imagine, you know, announcing a sporting event where there's no fans.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. I mean, it really is going to be really kind of odd. It's quiet. You hear yourself. You hear the echo. You feel like the participants on the racetrack are going to hear you as well. And that's the thing, too, is you go through the whole thing. But because you have so many people that are able to tune in, you really got to give as much effort, do everything you can to make it as exciting as possible, because there are different racetracks starting to come back. You want us to be the focus for Hawthorne. So we're going to do everything we can for our fans to make it that focus, because you still need that earning potential, and really with the only way to do it with online gambling right now, at least you know a lot of people are tuning their eyes in on the screen and watching the signal there.
Well, explain to me, how can people bet now at Hawthorne if there's no fans?
Right.
Paint a picture for me.
Sure, and really there's only a couple of ways to bet right now. You have two options. The first way is what is called the bet-and-go option, and that's kind of happened with the move to Phase 3 here in Illinois. So you do have places that are OTB parlors that are joint venture partners with different restaurants around the Chicago area. So a lot of those places have outdoor patios. They have tents. They have areas where you can go out there. You can watch the races. You can bet on the races, and then stick around for a little bit, and they have to follow all the social distancing guidelines. They have to wear facial coverings and do everything along that end. Or you can come here to Hawthorne up until the time that races begin, and we have what's called bet and go, where you come in, you bet, place your wagers, and then you head on your way. Now, the other option is you can bet online. Unfortunately, online wagering for horse racing is legal here in the state of Illinois. So we have an app at wager.clubhawthorne.com that you can bet right here through the Hawthorne app or different ADW apps. Place your bets right there, and then you can watch the signal live right along as you place the bets.
Hawthorne has an app now. I love it.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. And we put an app in place for this reason. The apps that you have for other companies and that, the percentages that you make that help your horsemen and help your racetrack really aren't a whole lot. So for us, by creating our own app, you get the same amount of percentages that go back into the purse money and that, just like if a person was on site making those wagers. So that's really what we want to do, create more earning potential for those horsemen, create more earning potential for the racetrack as well. So by creating our own app, we're able to do that.
Gosh, good for you. We're talking to Jim Miller from Hawthorne Racecourse. What time does racing start, or has it already started?
No, 7:10 p.m. tonight, and we're going to race Saturday and Sunday night this first week. And we weren't sure, Pete, what we were going to have for entries. We thought maybe you'd have 150, maybe 200 horses enter for the two nights. We had 450 horses enter for the two nights. So packed fields. We have 13 races each night. And then after that, following that, we're going to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the remainder of the summer. But I'll tell you, we're looking forward to getting back on the racetrack. Maybe in Phase 4 you get some fans back, but at least for right now, the only sound you're going to hear is the hoofs. pounding and the announcer announcing.
And Jim, we usually have you on for the Triple Crown because, yes, you know, people love to bet and they love to go to the Triple Crown parties. And we wanted to pass on that information to people that listen to WGN. But how odd is it that the Triple Crown has been shuffled around? We're not going to see the Kentucky Derby until September 5th.
Yeah, and the thing that's really weird is the Belmont Stakes, which is normally the final leg of the Triple Crown and going at a mile and a half, now becomes the first leg of the Triple Crown, and it takes place in just 2 weeks, and then it's going to be the shortest distance. It's going only going 1 mile and one-eighth. So it really is a weird sequence this year. And the one thing about it, Pete, this is the year that if you have a really good three-year-old horse, you may be able to make every race with just your normal training where it's not quite as grueling, and that could keep more horses in each leg of the Triple Crown, but allow to have fresh horses for each leg too and really give you a chance at a very unconventional kind of Triple Crown winner.
Is that because they're spread out this year?
Right, yeah. Normally what you have is you have the Kentucky Derby, then you come back two weeks later for the Preakness, then 3 weeks after that for the Belmont. But this year, you're going to have the Belmont taking place on June 20th. The Derby isn't until the first weekend of September, and then the Preakness isn't until the first weekend of October. So a lot of space in between the races. And with other tracks coming in, you're going to see a lot of other three-year-old million-dollar prep races scattered amongst all these races, so it'll be a very interesting process to see kind of how trainers really chart out the course for their top horses.
But Jim, how exciting would it be to see the same winner for the first two races, and then we could have a Triple Crown winner the 1st of October. That would be awesome.
Right, you could have a Triple Crown winner the 1st of October, and then really the way they teed it up this year, that would put you only a month away from the Breeders' Cup as well. So you almost create like a grand slam out of all of this. If you can go through, win the three Triple Crown races, and then win the Breeders' Cup Classic, that's where you can kind of gain the excitement. So I really think horse racing's done a good job, kind of focused on the second half of the year now with everything that's gone on with the pandemic. And I think they're really kind of hoping and gearing up that you can have fans back in the stands for those races too.
Jim, I brought this up on TV this week. Here are sports fans that are starving for sports for the last 90 days. Now, for the next 4 months, we're going to take every single sport, hopefully baseball will be involved in that, and just pack it in for the next four months. So you have all the major, NBA, NHL, hopefully MLB, and now horse racing and soccer is going to be started. Everything's going to be happening the next 4 months.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's a couple of different things that go on with that. One, you have the excitement of the return of a lot of sports. But two, it's really horse racing. It's on our job now to really find the way to market our sport properly. Because like you mentioned, people that wager on sports are looking for something to bet on right now. And without all the major sports leagues that are out there, a lot of people have turned to horse racing. Now, you want to get these people in the door, get them involved in horse racing, and then keep them involved. So the way to do that is, one, put out there a good product. Mm-hmm. And then two, place it at a time where people want to watch it and focus on it. So, for example, for us on a Sunday night, there's not a whole lot going on right now. They will have our racing. We figure that if we put out a great product on Sunday night, then maybe people will stick around when sports come back in. But I'll tell you, it's a lot of excitement here, too. And then now with sports betting legalized in the state of Illinois, it's going to be just absolute insanity the second half of the year.
It's going to be nuts the next 4 months. I love it. Jim, it's always great to hear your voice. Tell Tim Carey I said hello. Tell him I love him.
I will do so, Pete. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're the best. That is Jim Miller, the voice at Hawthorne Racecourse. You can download the Hawthorne app. It's absolutely free, and that's how you can bet. So horse racing is back at Hawthorne. That's great stuff, man. That guy's got high energy, doesn't he? That's just awesome.